I trusted you. I invested my heart and soul in you.
I only wanted to read it.
We didn't mean any harm.
I thought you were different. You made me feel I could return to the world and find something decent, pure. But you're just like all the others. You lie, and you betray, and then you laugh about it. You are unclean. You have contaminated me. Now give it to me.
Donna!
Donna!
No!
He's not coming. He won't. He's afraid.
Did he hurt you?
No.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm sorry, James. It's all my fault.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault, too. You gotta go to the sheriff now, okay?
You've had enough trouble. I'll go.
No, I'll go.
James, just hold me, okay? Okay.
Set up inside.
Sluggish pulse. Pupils constricted. Breathing slow and shallow. Needle marks. Most likely heroin.
Poor kid.
Daddy? Can you see me? Can you see me, Daddy?
Audrey, you've got to stay awake.
Can you catch me? Can you?
Audrey. Talk to me, Audrey. Come on, stay awake. Audrey?
This tongue's so heavy. I had it in my throat. It hurts me. That cold. I can't breathe. Help me. Please help me. I'm sinking.
It's all right. It's all right, Audrey. I'm right here. Audrey, I'm right here.
I pray that you would come. So brave, I feel terrible. If anything had happened to her.
No more plans, okay? No more going off on her own.
But James, he has Laura's secret diary. He could have killed her.
He could have killed you, too.
Pretty stupid, huh?
Well, after Laura died, everything just went by kind of fast, you know? It's hard to know exactly what to believe in. But when I saw you tonight, I knew exactly what I believed.
Did you?
It's like if we could put our hearts together and just keep them that way forever, we'd be safe no matter what.
You and me?
From now on.
Yeah.
How is she?
She's through the worst of it. Heroin, Harry. This close to a lethal dose. It's hard to imagine such cruelty.
Not really. Look at this. Blackie's killer. I knew I'd seen him before. Jean Renault.
Renault?
Oldest brother of Jacques and Bernard. Hell of a lot more dangerous. He runs the Northern Territories. Gambling, drugs, extortion, you name it. Now, I saw a tape on the TV in Blackie's office of you playing blackjack the night you and Big Ed went to the casino.
Jean Renault was after me.
The man who caught his brother.
He planned to kill me and he used Audrey as bait. I went out of my jurisdiction twice. I violated my professional code and now Audrey is paying the price.
You got her back and she's gonna be okay.
Harry, this isn't the first time my actions have brought suffering to someone I care about in the name of doing what I had to do. Damn it, I should have known better.
Well, that doesn't change the fact that she's here now, not up at Jack's with a needle in her arm. You are the best lawman I've ever seen. But Coop, sometimes you think too much.
Thank you, Harry. Agent Cooper, I got your call.
What happened? Did you,
I was able to free your daughter without the payment.
Oh, thank God.
She was being held at a brothel north of the border known as One-Eyed Jack's.
No.
It seems the brothel's madam was at least partially responsible for her kidnapping and subsequent blackmail.
Did you arrest her?
She was killed before I could question her.
No.
Murdered by a man named Jean Renault.
This Jean Renault. Did you catch him?
He escaped.
Too bad. Well, everything seems to be in order.
Your daughter is recovering from a drug overdose.
Drug overdose. Oh, my God.
She's gonna be all right.
Can I see her?
She's resting comfortably now. I wouldn't disturb her. I'll call you in the morning.
Yes. Yes, you do that, Agent Cooper. Thank you. Thank you for bringing my Audrey back to me.
Good night, Mr. Horn.
Really gone.
You ain't kidding.
Oh, I want you to know how much I admire you kids. Standing by Mr. Johnson. Not taking the easy way out. Most people would just chip him off.
Yeah, well, Leo's sort of special to us both.
Believe you me, in-home care is the stuff of miracles. Mr. Johnson should benefit tremendously from being here among his loved ones.
Oh, we certainly hope so.
Will you be hiring full or part-time help?
Cousin Bobby and I will be here full time.
Oh, I just admire your dedication. Well, everything looks to be in order. You might want to childproof those electrical sockets.
Okay.
You sign right there. Mm-hmm. Your check.
Thank you. There must be a mistake.
$700.
Sad, isn't it? The cost of healthcare is going through the roof.
It's bringing rain. We're supposed to get $5,000 a month.
Well, figure state and local taxes, equipment fees, medical and maintenance costs, administrative fees. Wait, you see the results? Fortunately, with you two here, Mr. Johnson will be more than adequately provided for. Good luck. I'll find my own way up.
I have to quit my job, Bobby. How am I going to make it on this?
I don't know.
You don't know? It was your bright idea to bring him here in the first place.
Come on, Shelley, I'm thinking, all right?
You better think of something, Bobby, for the both of us.
Donna, we already have Laura Palmer's diary.
No, this is her secret diary.
And she gave it to this Howard Smith?
Harold.
Why?
I don't know why, to hide it or something.
Did he ever actually show you the diary?
No. But he read from it. I saw her name on the inside cover, her handwriting.
Are you and James up to something again? He has been warned not to get mixed up.
James has nothing to do with this.
Donna, it is a lot like the boy who cried wolf. The last time you played this game, Dr. Jacoby ended up in a hospital bed.
It's not a game.
All right. I'll try to get someone out there to take a look, but my hands are full. I can't promise anything.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a Sheriff Harry S. Truman.
You found him.
Sheriff,
excuse me, I'm looking for a Sheriff Harry S. Truman.
That's me.
Federal Bureau of Investigation, Regional Bureau Chief Gordon Cole. That's a real mouthful, but I can't hear myself anyway. I'm Agent Cooper's supervisor.
Well, pleasure to meet you.
Can I speak with you a moment?
Sure. Donna, wait here.
And who did you say you were?
I'm Sheriff Truman.
Great, pay dirt. You have to speak up, Sheriff. Hearing's gone. Long story. Got these things cranked up to the max.
Are you looking for Agent Cooper?
When an agent goes down in the field, I jump right up and pay a visit.
Agent Cooper's not here right now.
Albert Rosenfield will not be coming back, but I've got his lab report right here. Item, a vicuna coat. Albert found fibers in the hall outside of Cooper's room from a vicuna coat.
Coat was vicuna.
Sounds real good, Sheriff, but I already ate. Also got a lab report from Albert on the one-armer's syringe. Albert's never seen a drug like it, a combo, really weird stuff.
What else does Albert say?
Papers. Papers found near the bloody towel down the train tracks from the crime site. From a diary.
Please!
There's the one-armer now.
Since when is selling shoes against the law?
Mr. Gerard, we need to ask you a few questions.
Huh?
Why don't we move over to my office? My office!
Right!
She looks like an angel.
Audrey? Audrey? Your father's here.
Thank God, Audrey. Oh, thank God. I was so worried about you.
Were you?
Yes. I was worried sick. You know, it's times like these that
make a man aware of the value of life. Every raindrop, every sunset.
I'm aware of a lot of new things too, Daddy.
We'll get you home, safe, warm, in your own bed. What a terrible experience, terrible people. The things that you must have seen.
I saw so much.
We'll sort it out. Together.
Yes, Daddy. You and I.
That's my girl.
My car's outside.
Daddy?
Yes, darling?
I would like Agent Cooper to take me home if that's all right with you.
Fine. Well, maybe.
Maybe we could all go together.
Twice when I use the charge cards? Say, when do my parents get back from Europe anyway?
Well, pretty soon.
It is neat having the place all to ourselves. Pretend it's ours. Like we're married or something.
Well, we can do that. Nadine.
There's some other stuff we can do, too.
Well, like what?
You know, silly. You know what I was thinking? Tonight, maybe we could go park by the lake and neck. Wait a minute. We don't have to go anywhere. Why, we can just stay right here.
You've kept yourself in fine nick, Josie. Sapphire earrings, Parisian perfume, cashmere sweaters.
Please go.
One-way ticket. Seattle, Hong Kong.
I have one more day.
Keep what you earn. See what you could fit into your suitcases. We leave tonight.
I haven't received my insurance money. And Banhorn hasn't paid me yet either. I waited for this for 5 years.
Mr. Eckert will make it more than worth your while.
You can't make me leave.
Be adaptable.
We had an arrangement.
Sheriff Truman is important to you. You lie to him. You make him into a fool. But he's important to you nonetheless. Leave with me tonight, or I'll kill him.
He doesn't know anything.
The plane leaves at midnight. Be there. I'll come for you and your sheriff. That's the arrangement.
Hi.
I think I owe you an apology.
Not really.
Well, when we were together, you know, just talking, I felt something. I just wasn't sure.
You looked at me and you saw Laura.
I guess I did.
Want to know something kind of strange?
What?
I liked it.
You did?
When we were growing up, Laura and I were so close, it was scary. I could feel her thoughts, like our brains were connected or something. And when she died suddenly, I got the chance to be Laura. At least other people saw me that way. Like the way that you looked at me. I like that too.
But it was wrong.
It wasn't one thing or the other. For a while, I got to be somebody different. But now I'm just me again. James, you and Donna belong together. That's the best thing.
It's just hard sometimes, you know?
How?
Well, if you really love someone, it's like this bright light is shining on you all the time. You're right in it, and it's great. But I just don't think you can be that way all the time.
Sure you can.
Well, I want to. I want to try to make the way my heart feels last forever. Pretty weird.
I'm going home tomorrow, James. I came to Twin Peaks for Laura's funeral, but now it's time to go.
So is this goodbye?
I guess it is. Hi, James.
To the fire. Now, to what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
I've got the contract with Pete's signature, and I want my money.
Well, of course you do.
All of it now, before you get this.
Josie. Surely a mind as quicksilver as your own can grasp the complicated position that we're in. Fluidity is everything. You know, I can't summon up cash reserves that I don't have. But I have already, and I will be happy to assure you again that as soon as the contracted payments arrive from Iceland, your percentage will immediately be passed on.
I won't leave this office without my money.
Why do I sense that this isn't a negotiable position? You're under some kind of pressure, aren't you?
Do not play games with me.
Games? Josie, this key unlocks my personal hotel safe. Now, in that safe, I have put together a fascinating dossier on you, my dear, and your late husband, Andrew's little boat that went boom. So, you behave yourself, lady. Or believe me when I say that, I will bury you.
That's a shame. Because if anything unfortunate were to happen to me, it would lead authorities to a certain safety deposit box in a bank in another city, inside of which there is enough evidence to lock you away for 3 lifetimes. They'll bury us side by side.
Stalemate.
Your move.
Happily, I can accommodate you. Sign of good faith. Tokyo Bank. 5 million dollars.
We are finished.
Josie. Well played.
Figured with you getting out and all, well, what the hell, we sort of wanted to give you a little party. Our way is saying, hey, Leo Johnson, welcome home.
Welcome home, darling.
Because you're a special guy, Leo, and we just want you to know that we remember all the great stuff you did for the ones you loved. Like Shelly here. Who could ask for a more caring and thoughtful husband? Making her clean your dirty clothes, wash your dishes, mop your floors.
Wow.
You're a class act, man. Top to bottom.
Class act.
And how about Leo Johnson's wife abuse? Now there's a guy I want to party with. Soap in a sock. Internal injuries and barely leaves a bruise. And last, but I'm thinking not least, we got Leo Johnson murderer. Hanging your wife up like a piece of meat, leaving her to burn. Don't let anybody ever tell you you don't know how to treat a woman, buddy. This is your life, Leo Johnson. You deserve it. Every damn minute.
I don't like this.
Okay, sure. Okay, maybe you're right. I mean, I don't want to exploit him or nothing. Sorry, Leo. I sort of got carried away. No need to make your rehabilitation any more difficult than it already is. Doc Hayward said you needed familiar stimulus. So we just figured, what the hell? Kazoos. Honest, Leo. Shelley and me are gonna do everything we can to make you feel safe and happy. Hey, cake, you want some cake? Leo, hey. Ooh, look at that. Ice cream.
Bobby!
Oh, hey, Leo. Oh, jeez. Oh, man, you gotta be more careful. Good thing we didn't light the candles.
Agent Dale Cooper!
Gordon, I hope you haven't been waiting too long.
I didn't just get here. I've been waiting the whole afternoon to see you.
Gordon, what can I do for you?
No matter whatsoever. No apology necessary. Gave me a chance to meet the local law enforcement team. A great bunch. Cooper, you remind me today of a small Mexican chihuahua. Can I speak to you a moment in private, Coop?
Of course, Gordon. Harry, can we use your office?
You might ask the sheriff if we could use his office.
Go right ahead.
Follow me, Gordon.
I believe in secrecy, Coop. I'll make this fast. I didn't want to say anything in front of the men, but it's Albert's opinion that you might be getting in a little over your head again. This worries me, Coop. I feel a certain responsibility.
Albert is wrong, Gordon.
You went into the chute in Pittsburgh, Coop, and I want to make doubly sure, in fact, triply sure, that it does not happen again. Copy?
Pittsburgh was a completely different story.
I was wounded in Pittsburgh, Gordon, but beyond that, the case bears no similarities.
I must say you look all right. Trace of circles under the eyes, you could catch up on your sleep. But restless nights and uneasy dreams go with the territory.
I am tired, Gordon. There's much work to be done, but mind, body, and spirit are up to the task. Without a doubt, I'm A-OK.
Proud of you, Coop.
Now, Gordon. What the hell is this about a Mexican chihuahua?
We've got a problem of a different sort here, Coop. Two and two do not always equal four.
I just thought you ought to know we can hear everything you're saying out in the hall.
Come on in, Harry.
Why don't you invite the sheriff on in? An anonymous letter sent to home base with your name on it. Looks kind of familiar, doesn't it?
It's a chess deal.
Looks like a chess deal.
It's an opening move from Wyndham Earl. Wyndham Earl!
Bless your heart, Coop. We're gonna have to watch your back from now on.
With Jerry on the road, well, I need you back here. Let's just say that I have a much better sense of what you've been through in the last few weeks.
Well, I appreciate that, Ben. And I appreciate the confidence. Really, I do.
If it weren't for your indictment, I could drop you into your old slot. You know, our friendship, our history together. But first, I need to know that you're okay.
I'm 100%, Ben. 110%. Let me prove it to you. We've taken a payment from the Icelanders on Ghostwood. Yeah.
But there's a group from the Orient that wants in the worst way. Jerry's on his way to Tokyo to check them out.
And probably every geisha within 100 miles.
I'm about to take Mr. Big to dinner. We need to buy a little time here.
Well, the first thing we do is resurvey the land, required because of the fire. Then we set up a whole parade of inspectors, federal, county, state, until Jerry gets back with a full report. If there is any money coming from either direction, we can run it through the Caymans, pick up some pocket money and the exchange rate. And if we have to, we can drop escrow into a black hole for 6 months.
That's my Leland!
Josie.
Oh, Harry, I don't believe you've met my assistant, Mr. Lee.
Pleased to meet you.
I'll take these to Carl.
What are you doing?
I'm going away.
Where? Why?
Harry.
Josie.
I always called you from here. And it was here I could talk to you and be everything you wanted me to be.
Well, then stay here.
I sold the mill It's over. I'm going home.
No.
I'm sorry. Don't think badly of me.
Mr. Lee, leave us alone. Jesse, you can't leave.
You saying this as the police?
No.
It's best if you forget about me.
I love you. Jesse, I love you.
Would you like an after-dinner drink, Mr. Dudgemore?
No, thank you. You have my cashier's check for $5 million. I have it. Nothing. Why?
Well, I know so little about you, Mr. Dudgemore. This is a small community. I'm being careful, trying to be sensitive to local concerns. You must understand the impact this project will have on the community.
You waste my time. We shall withdraw.
No. Please, Mr. Tachimura. Consider the position that I'm in. The mill fire created a raft of unforeseen problems, psychic as well as financial. I feel it's my duty as a civic leader to help foster the healing process, even at the temporary expense of my larger business opportunity.
I know a little about fire. My family was at Nagasaki.
I'm sorry.
Where might you folks be from, sir?
Right here in Twin Peaks.
Right here in Twin Peaks. That's terrific. How about those steeplejacks, huh?
Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am near you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of
are the greatest audiences in the world. Thank you. Good night. Drive carefully.
The King and I.
Give it a rest, Leland.
Temporary insanity, huh? Hopefully some of these people will be on your jury. You will be home free.
You like musicals?
No.
Not even Fiddler on the Roof? It made me weep like a little baby.
I find adherence to fantasy troubling and unreasonable.
Yeah. You're not from around here, are you?
I am a visitor.
Yeah, well, could I buy you a sake?
No, thank you.
Well, how about a nice cold milk?
Please give me my medicine. I can feel the change. Oh.
What change?
The drug found in his possession contains trace elements usually found in haloperidol.
Do you suffer from schizophrenia? Multiple personalities?
It's too late.
You know this man, don't you? Why did you lie to me when I questioned you?
It wasn't me. Don't you understand? It wasn't me.
Give him the drug, Chief.
Not yet.
If we give him the drug, Coop, you'll never see the other side.
Give him the medicine.
No!
There is no need for medicine. I am not in pain.
Who are you?
My name is Mike.
What are you?
I am an inhabiting spirit.
Who is Philip Girard?
He is host to me.
You spoke to me in my dream. About Bob.
He was my familiar.
Where does Bob come from?
That cannot be revealed.
What does Bob want?
He is Bob. Eager for fun. He wears a smile. Everybody run. Do you understand the parasite? It attaches itself to a life form and feeds. Bob requires a human host. He feeds on fear and the pleasures. They are his children. I am similar to Bob. We once were partners. Through the darkness, a future past, the magician longs to see. One chance out between two worlds. Fire, walk with me. Then I saw the face of God and was purified. I took off the arm, but remained close to this vessel, inhabiting from time to time for one single purpose.
To find Bob.
To stop him! This is his true face. You can see it. The gifted. And the damned.
Is Bob near us now?
For nearly 40 years.
Where?
A large house made of wood, surrounded by trees. The house is filled with many rooms, each alike, but occupied by different souls, night after night.
The Great Northern Hotel.